This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the State Assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Earlier this week, the Colorado State Supreme Court invalidated Trump's candidacy in the state based on 14th Amendment concerns over his actions during the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Trump called it a deeply flawed decision, and his campaign has promised to fight it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Toyota Motor Company said yesterday that it's recalling 1 million vehicles over an airbag defect that could cause them not to deploy. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles with model years from 2020 to 2022. The vehicles being recalled reportedly have sensors that were manufactured improperly. Dealers will inspect these sensors and replace them if necessary, no cost to the owners. A California law that would ban the carrying of guns in a number of public places starting January 1st has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocked the law yesterday, saying that it conflicts with the Second Amendment and is openly defiant of the Supreme Court. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The special counsel handling the case against former President Trump for alleged election interference is urging the Supreme Court to promptly address Trump's assertions of presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith officially submitted a motion on Thursday seeking a swift resolution. In response, the former president is seeking the federal appeals court to issue the ruling. Why are more people traveling this holiday season than last?
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season is largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare. Airlines are forecasting that more than 39 million passengers will traverse airports throughout the 14-day holiday period. Airlines are also hoping to prevent a recurrence of last year's ordeal, marked by a Southwest Airlines cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights following a snowstorm. I'm John Schaefer.
Removal of the Confederate statue from the Arlington National Cemetery is now finished. Plans have been made to remove the controversial statue earlier in the week until a U.S. district judge issued a temporary injunction on the removal Monday. The judge allowed the removal process to proceed on Tuesday evening. Workers arrived and resumed work to remove the memorial on Wednesday. Today's anticipated to be the year's most hectic day for air travel. Airlines for America projects that nearly 40 million travelers will take to the skies during the holiday season. Dave Collins, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
Well, 'tis the season, and welcome. It's Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. I thought we'd have some fun today. Adam Holtz, my good buddy from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com, is going to be joining us to talk about some Christmas traditions and fun facts. It's hard to not think of Christmas without Christmas music. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, while we are talking and sharing with you these great Christmas traditions, go ahead and play a musical soundtrack of your favorite Christmas music in the background, just enough to just kind of enhance, because if we could do it, we would do it for you. But this way you get to participate in this show by playing your favorite Christmas songs in the background, because we're going to talk about Christmas music, Christmas traditions, mistletoe, the candy cane, partridge in a pear tree, and all that good kind of stuff. So let's bring Adam Holtz from Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm so looking forward to this. This is the first time that you and I have been able to do this face-to-face.
Yeah.
We do it every week on radio, but I thought, hey, look, it's Christmas. Let's talk about some fun Christmas traditions, and you were one of the first people I thought that this would be perfect to do.
Well, I appreciate the invite, and if you hear music in the background here, it's my daughter singing. So, I think she's getting ready, and I didn't even have time to go up and say, hey, zip it. So, you know, it'll just be a little real-world ambiance.
Well, why not? And if she's singing Christmas music, all the more. But, like I said, in these particular podcast channels, they don't allow us to play Christmas music because, you know, if it's copywritten or something or whatever it could be, you know, it's not like, you know, my old radio days where we were so used to, you know, playing music because we had, we paid all the right people off and, you know, kept them all happy. So they didn't mind it. But these days you got to be real particular. And I understand. Look, at the artists work hard for their money, and I appreciate that. But hopefully one day we'll get this squared away to where we can be able to give them additional coverage. And because this is what it does, right? We're going to talk. Again, being you know, from my background in music and radio and that, this time of year was always a fun time of year because we were wall-to-wall Christmas music.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we love this time of year. My wife, as I've told you more than once over the years, works in a church, and my daughter, who's singing right now, she has sung at our Christmas concerts. So I think one of our annual traditions in our family, actually we have two of them. We usually go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is Christmas music on steroids or something heavier. And then
By the way, let me tell you, Trans-Siberian Radio, one of the top 100 songs on the all-time Christmas list right now.
Yep. Yeah, and it's I'm a rock and roll guy, so I like to put some teeth in it. And my daughters and my wife always go to the Nutcracker, and so it's a glorious time of year to celebrate, obviously, the birth of Christ. But in addition, there's so much festive and traditional music of all kinds. You know, a lot of it is very much focused on Christ's birth. But there's a lot of fun music that may not be directly focused on that that we can still really enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always get a kick out of this is the time of year where you hear Jewish people singing about Jesus. and it's not to insult them or anything like that. I mean, I think it's great. They've got great voices. And, you know, of course, they're still waiting for him to come. You know, an increasing number of Jews who are Messianic believe he's been here. And, you know, the next visit will be when we go up in the air. And then after that, of course, he will return as the Lord and King of Kings. So we can't wait. But, hey, this is all part of the anticipation and what prepares us during these Advent weeks that have been leading up to the birth of Christ, as you said.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a time of, you know, Advent has to do with waiting and anticipation. And I think it's a moment to recognize what we're anticipating. You know, when you're a kid, you're anticipating opening the presents underneath the tree and hoping your parents didn't screw it up, that they got you the right thing. And as you get older, I think that you begin to have a sense of anticipation that I think is, I don't know, maybe more grounded in the reality of what we hope in. You know, the hope is for presents, but the hope is for redemption. You know, big R and little R, obviously coming to know Jesus, but also, you know, it's that moment in the year where you're reflective, you're thinking about your relationships, and a sense of anticipation as the new year is right around the corner. So there's a lot that goes into it. And obviously we know, Bill, that this is a time of year that it's hard for a lot of people. If you've lost somebody, you feel like you're on the outside. And I think that is an invitation, if you're not in that space, to just ask God to say, hey, you know what? Where do you want me to have my eyes open this year so that I notice somebody that maybe somebody's having a hard Christmas season? How can I be maybe a small encouragement in that, you know, in the midst of the season?
Exactly. Well, and the thing we also, you know, consider in terms of the Advent calendar, As a little kid, I don't know that I paid all that much attention to it, but certainly in my latter years and, you know, and raising our kids, I thought, well, okay, this is really important. And each year it's been amazing that, you know, the whole idea of the Advent calendar has become increasingly, important to me, you know, starting with the first week of hope. I mean, you know, because that's what we're, you know, you think about it, that sets you up for a moment. It's kind of the spiritual reset button that God gives us every year on this liturgical calendar, right?
That's exactly right. And if you're in a tradition where you don't have a particularly strong liturgical influence, it's, you know, you can still seek it out. I grew up in a very non-denominational evangelical world, and we never celebrated Advent as deliberately as I do now in a Presbyterian church. But I certainly love lighting the candle, you know, the four different candles leading up to Christmas, where we're focusing on those different elements of what Jesus brings into the world. And I think even in our family, you know, our church publishes a little home Advent calendar where you can read a passage of scripture and light the candle at home. And I think it's a great tradition. And I'm sure if you just Google Advent calendar or Advent traditions, I'm sure there's a zillion things out there that you could do. But I really would encourage people, if you haven't had a tradition where you did that, give it a shot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it really brings additional meaning and impact that leads up to the birth of Christ and the celebration, because we start out with hope. The second week is peace. So, you know, what I find myself doing is I'm, you know, reading scripture during that week, words, you know, that come from, you know, from scripture that align itself with hope, just come jumping off the page. Yeah. And of course, then peace. And this past week is joy, which is represented in what they call the shepherd's candle. And this is where, you know, in terms of the liturgical colors, they go from purple to pink. I remember being at I was at St. Patrick's Cathedral several years back, and I go there for what they call Gaudete Sunday, which Timothy Manning, Cardinal Manning was giving the mass at that on that Sunday, and he comes out wearing, you know, this pink outfit, and he goes, stop laughing. He goes, this is not a shower curtain. And it's funny he said that, because it just, the way it did look like a shower curtain. So, you know, hey, even in the midst of things that are spiritual, I think God can have a sense of humor.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Like right now, we're in that season and heightened arrogance and elitism and that's going on. And you just, you know, kind of just shake your head because they just don't know what they don't know. But they're so convinced, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think it is an opportunity. The Advent season, the Christmas season, it's an opportunity for reflection on so many levels. And I think that we have to be deliberate about it because the mainstream culture says it's a time for consumption, right? You know, the emphasis is on buy, buy, buy. But the ultimate present has come. And what does it look like for us to receive him? What does it look like for me? And, you know, I'm hustling and bustling just like everybody else. There's a zillion things to do. We got Christmas stuff at school and church. And
You got four chillins.
Yeah. I mean, we're busy.
Yeah.
But I do think there is an opportunity to reflect as Mary did. If you saw the Chosen episode, The Messengers,
yes,
we get the story as Dallas Jenkins imagines it of the Magnificat, of her response to God. And what a beautiful thing it is.
Exactly. Yeah. When you think about it, and the thing is that, the Magnificat, which is directed towards Mary, but how many times is God still talking to his anointed, his chosen ones? Not that you're the mother of God, but maybe you're the specific key in the wheel of life that must be there in order to make it work. And, if, you know, like Mary, if Mary wasn't there, what would have happened?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting question. And I think she was in a posture of receptivity. And I think there's so much in our lives, Bill, that we can naturally become clenched, right?
Right.
With anxiety, with the desire to be in control. And what we see in Mary is this spirit of open-handed reception. And what do we need to help us to get into that place? And it's going to be different for different people,
right?
But I think there's that invitation to come before Christ and to say, Lord, just as Mary received this invitation to be an incredible, pivotal person in history, what do you have for me? You know, and what does it look like for me to receive that humbly, right? It's not that I'm special or significant. It's that there's an opportunity to be involved in what God's doing in our world.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, you know, about receiving, and see, this is all part of the Advent season, that it does prepare us. It's preparing us to receive. And I get it. I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to receive.
Right.
There's just something that blocks it. I know, call it ego. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what blocks it. But you know? Here it is. I mean, when you think about what God is giving us, and what he's giving us is the very thing we need. The author of the universe, who has created it all, says, you know, Adam, I know you. I know every hair on your head. I know everything about you, the whole deal. And this is what you need, right? And you go, okay, God, don't. I mean, just like, for example, when Jesus is, you know, right there outside of Jerusalem on the donkey. And he weeps, it says, because he looks over, he sees what's coming, because they don't know what they don't know, right?
Yep.
And because they're not ready to receive what God Almighty, his Father, had prepared for them, the very thing they're looking for. But they were looking for it with the wrong understanding. They thought, okay, here he's going to come as the conquering king. And just like he arrived in Bethlehem in a manger, he's on a donkey. He's on a donkey coming into Jerusalem, and I got to imagine some of the skeptics are going, oh, this is your king? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, it reminds me a little bit of what Jesus says in the parable of the sower. And I love Eugene Peterson's, you know, paraphrase of it in The Message. And he's talking about the seeds that don't grow and get strangled out. And what is that? You know, and so it says in verses 18 and 19, the seed cast in the weeds represents the one who hear the kingdom news, but they're overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get, and the stress strangles what they've heard. And man, Bill, that just cuts me to the quick.
Exactly.
Because that's, you know, everything I have to do and everything I want to get. Man, isn't that the majority of the stress in my life?
Exactly.
And I don't want to live a strangled life. I don't want to be choked out.
Well, and that's, we get choked out by the things of this world, the temporal, as opposed to, we forego the eternal for the temporal. And
yeah.
Man, Ed, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Let me tell you, because I sit there, you deal with this and you want to, you know, sometimes it's things about this TV show, you know, certain elements and logistics of this or the radio show. And I catch myself and I go, oh God, you know, forgive me. And, because you're not at peace and that's the deal. I mean, you're outside of God's peace, his shalom, when you are struggling with the things of this world.
Yep.
And, easy to talk about, but you're in the middle of it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the challenge and that's the invitation. And I'm thankful for, you know, what the prophet Jeremiah had to say in Lamentations 3, which Lamentations is a tough book. It's well named. But he says, you know, your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I want to be in a posture of receptivity, not a posture of clenchedness, you know. And full disclosure, I take a little pill every morning because I wrestle with anxiety. It's an issue. You know, and so I don't come at this as we talk each week on the radio. It's not that we have it figured out. It's that there is that invitation to respond to the message of grace every single day. And those promises are new every morning, Bill, because I need them every morning.
Right. Exactly. I'm right with you. Well, let's talk a little bit about, Christmas music. Do you realize, what was the first Christmas song? Trivia here.
I don't know.
It's one of our favorite, actually the Christmas song. Nat King Cole.
Okay.
The first recording artist to, of course, sing this, what has become a holiday standard. You know, it's just, without the Christmas song, but I will say this, chestnuts roasting on open fire, much more romantic in the song than they are. Cause I remember the first time, you know, being a Southern California boy, we didn't get chestnuts.
Right.
And there wasn't chestnuts on open fire in Southern California. So I go to New York first time. And so you got the vendors out there and their little carts and I go, chestnuts, open fire. Let's go. You know, it's like boy. You know, in Hawaii, you go and they tell you to go, oh, you have to get used to it. I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to get used to liver either. It just tastes like liver. I don't care what it is. And chestnuts on open fire. We'll leave it for the song, but the actual taste of it was lousy.
Okay. I confess that I have never had chestnuts and being a notoriously picky eater, I probably wouldn't like them anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. So anyway, that's just a little bit of trivia there in terms of the music. So you can the next holiday party you go to, you can start showing off and let them know how much you know. Actually, and also, what's the best selling Christmas song?
Oh man. Maybe one of those ones by Burl Ives or one of those deep voice.
You're close. Bing Crosby, huh?
Yeah. My wife is chiming in from the other room. She says White Christmas by Bing
Crosby. She's right. Winner, yeah, winner, winner.
She's always right.
Winner, winner, winner.
You want to be on the show too, dear?
She is now.
Did you know cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms? Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert precision detection alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
USA News Update. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
For my money, if we're going to talk Grinch stuff, the 2018, the most recent one, it's a little kinder and a little gentler, but frankly, when I was a kid, the Grinch scared me to death, and I've never really understood the appeal of this character, and so I like the most recent animated version. It's one of our family's favorite movies.
Well, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
You're probably right.
The one that did half a billion is the 2018 computer animated film.
Oh, okay.
I may have misspoken there.
Okay.
So you're okay. You're safe. I thought it was okay. I thought it was Jim Carrey's, but yeah, because it didn't appeal to me much either. And I saw I misunderstood. And number two, Home Alone.
Home Alone. There you go. So you need to know that at Plugged In, this is my Plugged In plug.
Good.
Because I work for Plugged In. We're a part of Focus on the Family, and we review movies and music and all sorts of pop culture stuff. We did Home Alone this week. We did Miracle on 34th Street. I saw It's a Wonderful Life for the very first time last week.
Yeah.
If you can believe that. And we did Die Hard, too. So we're trying to fetch up with some of these movies. And, you know, we could have the longstanding argument over whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I was going to say that's a constant. That's not a Christmas movie. I think there's 2 minutes of Christmas on the end of the background. It's a Christmas movie, you know. So
no, it's not. I would vote no, but I certainly have people who would say that I'm an apostate when it comes to Die Hard.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Miracle on 34th Street, you know, Natalie Wood was 8 years old.
Wow.
And she believed in Santa Claus. And I think the number is somewhere and something like three quarters of the kids, 8 years old and younger, believe in Santa Claus, even today. So, but she believed in Santa Claus. And so here.
Bill, are you saying that Santa Claus isn't real? Is that what I hear you saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm leaving that for, you know, that's.
I just want to clarify that.
It's in the eye of the beholder. But yeah, I believe, you know, so we'll leave it at that. But anyway, what I'm saying is Natalie Wood at 8 years old believed in Santa Claus in the movie. I mean, and you think about how she played that role and you go, wow, no wonder. I mean, she really believed it. And Edmund Gwenn, because you look at Edmund Gwenn and the way he was. Did you know that it was a fake mustache and beard on him?
I did not know that. That is a fact I was not aware of.
They did such a great job with him, and I had no idea. I thought, wow, this guy, I mean, if anybody could look like, you know, Santa Claus after Coca-Cola's depiction of Santa Claus, that, you know, he looked pretty real. I mean, great casting on that. But yeah. Anyway, she was a little shocked and bewildered that at the after party, I guess, after they had finished everything and, you know, and they were getting all together as an after party of the shoot and all, Natalie Wood sees Edmund Gwenn but doesn't recognize him because he wasn't wearing
he didn't have a beard on.
And so it was quite perplexing for her to think that, oh, my gosh, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. So but a little bit of background on that.
That is all news to me. I'm trying to think if I have any Christmas trivia that's worth anything, and I think the answer may be no, so I may have to leave.
No, it's okay, but you got the candy cane, right?
Yeah, the stripes and the
What it represents, the whole deal, yeah.
Yes, although I'm going to let you say it because I may get it wrong because I didn't that file.
The other thing, first of all, which is will kind of blow you away, the candy canes. It's not fair for me to ask you these questions because I've got the answers.
My children ask me questions that are gotcha questions all the time.
Okay, so. Well, hopefully it's not gotcha. It's only because I'd never thought about this either. How many candy canes they produce every year? Can you believe 1.76 billion candy canes? That's why they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, right? There's candy canes.
You know, I've never thought about it before, but. You know it would have to be an enormous number because they're everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And a little bit of really, I mean, when you go to the holiday party and you talk about the candy cane, and they're going to really think you're a total geek. Either that
right.
Or you
well, they think that already. I think there's something I can do about
it. I'm probably going to throw you over into super geek world now because, the curved part of the candy cane, you know, top part, that little hook?
Yeah,
some of us think it's a staff, or if you turn it upside down, it looks J like Jesus. Anyway, right. They call it the warble.
The warble?
That I guess in candy talk, in this deal, it's called the warble. I don't know. And the straight part is called the strabe. So a bit of, you know, something that, you know, you don't necessarily need to get to heaven, but but you know.
And after my mind goes, that will probably still be in there somewhere. I can't remember my name, but this is a warble.
Yeah, I know. And Jesus is going to go, are you talking to Martinez again? I told you, stay away from crazy Mexican. Okay, so then you got the, and I mentioned, okay, so you got the hook. Some people look at it as the, you know, the shepherd's staff. Right.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
And or if you turn it upside down, it's a J, so Jesus. And the consistent red line in the candy cane represents the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, that one I was pretty sure of. And the white represents purity and forgiveness. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. And the three red lines represent the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow. I don't think I have ever heard that. Or if I did, I had deleted the file, which is also possible.
Well, you know, you can't stay in geek world all the time. You know, you just got to come out.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, here you are. We're totally geeking out here right now. I knew this was going to be fun between me and you because we can.
Well, my dog is in the background chasing a squirrel, I think. So if you're barking, that's... That's Winston. He's letting people know who's the master of the yard.
Well, of course. So Winston the puppy. I love it. That's great. So anyway, that was the deal. And originally when they invented the candy cane, it was to silence the kids. This is back in the 1600s, and you leave it to the children's pastor. He's going, wait, we got kids going to be here in this enduring Christmas event. What are we going to do to calm them down and, you know, see if we can, you know, mind the restlessness, right? And so he goes to the local confectionery and says, yeah, give me something I can give these kids. And so the candy maker comes up with the first candy cane. And so the pastor's handing them out to the kids to keep them quiet. And I bet, but something tells me some adults probably jumped in.
I didn't know that either. Keep it coming, Bill, because you're a font of Christmas knowledge.
Yeah, I'm all full of Christmas geek stuff. So anyway, here's another one. The largest candy cane ever, 51 feet long. You know, somebody had to do it.
Cow.
Yeah, 51 feet long. So
that'll wreck your pancreas forever right there.
I would think so. I mean, that would send the body into, you know, glycemic shock of some form or fashion. You know, another fun one for me, Adam, is the 12 days of Christmas. And it's estimated that the true cost of Christmas has been increasing every year, obviously. And now it's like 2.5% more this year. And it would cost you almost $202,000 for you to, you know, demonstrate to your true love what she means to you and how much you'd be in debt. And that's to cover the cost of 364 presents.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's according to PNC
Bank.
How much? So these guys know. So that's the deal. Total almost $202,000 for all the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And you've heard about the 12 days of Christmas, how that breaks down, right? Starting.
Oh, wow.
What a partridge in a pear tree, what that represents. Do you remember that? Did you go through that?
I don't know. I just wondered, there's so many birds. Like, you sing that song and you're like, somebody really liked giving birds for Christmas. And I have never given or received a bird. Yeah. But I know that the partridge in a pear tree has deeper meaning than my joking about it.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In a sense, this is what happens with the Christmas holidays. And
yeah.
Here we couldn't say Christmas for, you know, a couple of years, kind of deal. And now it's kind of like, look, at you know, why are you going to fight the natural tradition and the natural response of people? You can try and hijack these things, but for what purpose? To right. make them less significant. That's what they want to do. And
if you're offended by the reality of what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, look, Christmas is, it's not about German pagan tree ceremonies, right?
Right.
With all
right.
due respect to Christmas trees, mm-hmm. it's about Jesus.
Exactly.
And so, it's been co-opted by consumerism, but that's not the point.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you see, God, you know, who makes all things for good, right? Here, you know, you're exactly right. The Christmas tree comes out of Germany, and then Christians look at it and go, well, that's 3 points. 3 points. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the Magi. It's the representation of the Magi. I mean, you know, so, and we're going to do that again with, the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And there was some, urban controversy over it, whether or not it is or it isn't. But the fact of the matter is that, regardless of how it got started, supposedly, and the different arguments, as we've mentioned before, because people want to try and hijack or distort, but it is what it is. And when you understand the 12 days of Christmas, the partridge in the pear tree, that represents Jesus. Okay, so it starts with Jesus, all right, so at the very top. So that's you got two turtle doves, which represents the Old and New Testament.
Okay, see, now I'm going to feel really bad about making fun of all the birds in this song.
Yeah, no.
It was deeper than I thought.
Hey, see, God uses this stuff. This is amazing. I mean, this is so cool. Three French hens, okay? We're going to stay with birds here for a while. And you're right, there's plenty of birds.
Trinity? Is it a Trinity?
Yeah, that's the that guy also come into play. Faith, hope, and love is also, in the eye of the beholder. But, three French hens. Then you got four calling birds, which is the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Five golden rings, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, right? And then the six geese of laying, representative of the creation story, right?
Okay.
I mean, and you can see how this is laying out, that you are, in talking about the 12 days of Christmas, and here it is, Christians are persecuted unbelievably all around the world right now. And it's amazing, as that persecution continues, as you and I have discussed many times on the radio show, Adam, is that revival, repentance, in places that you would think wouldn't happen in Muslim countries where, look at, to death do us part. I mean, you're not going to walk away from the faith without it costing you or your family something. So for people, you know, who have been indoctrinated all their lives one way to a certain faith and then to convert to Christianity, for them to do that, I mean, that's likened to 11 of the 12 apostles who were martyred because of their faith. I mean, what kind of faith does it take for 11 out of 12 apostles to be martyred? And it would have been 12 out of 12, but they
except for John.
They messed up on killing John.
But, well, they sent him to an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, so it wasn't like it was a cakewalk for him by any stretch.
Yeah, but before that, didn't they throw him like in a bucket of oil or something? I mean, they tried to kill, anyway. But still, and then not to mention all the other disciples who were harpooned and used to light up the driveway to the king's residence, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. I mean, what happened with Nero, you know, there's tradition that says he used them as torches for his garden parties.
Right.
And the thing that's amazing, you and I have talked about this before. One of my favorite books of the Bible is First Peter. Mm-hmm. And First Peter, if you get into it, it's written to, and he uses a bunch of words like Bithynia and places you've never heard of. It's all Asia Minor. It's all modern day Turkey.
Right.
And the church is on the run and they're being pursued by Nero. But Peter is remarkably unperturbed by the reports of what's happening. And he calls us to lift our eyes and say, you know, even if now you have to go through a light and momentary suffering, I'm like, well, I'm not sure getting lit on fire as a torch for an emperor feels like a light and momentary suffering.
Right.
But Peter's perspective gave him the ability to look at the most horrific persecution and say, this is not significant in the context of the bigger thing that we're receiving. And what a perspective, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's that, you know, leaving those things behind, reaching forward to that higher calling, you know, that we're told about in the book of Philippians. So, and to have that mindset. And I know, you know, look at as humanoids, we sometimes get a glimpse of that moment to moment.
Yeah,
so you know, the apostle talks about glory to glory, and it's just you just wish sometimes it would last longer, you know. And but you're so grateful for the experience. So you know, getting back to the 12 days of Christmas,
just
with the persecution of the church, people have been using this for hundreds of years. This illustration, and as you go through it, it's the gospel message. It's amazing.
Wow. I had no idea, Bill.
Yeah,
I feel grossly undereducated. Thank goodness we got together this morning.
Well, it blesses me every time I recall this, because again, like we were talking about, how God makes it evident. You know, I mean, you have to really just say, I refuse to see it. You know, you talked about our mercies are new every morning. I mean, you think about the manifestation of God's mercies every day. You wake up, there's the sun, it's shining, you know, and today's a beautiful day here in eastern Florida, by the way, compared to the last couple of days we had previously. In fact, it messed up my golf schedule, which
I'll pray for you.
I'm a little displeased, Dor. Thank you very much. But but. You know, it was just a minor annoyance. But I'll take even the rain and the winds and everything that were coming through here, because Floridians are going, wait a minute, it's December, we're outside of hurricane season, and we're getting hit with tropical storm like influences. And so you know, the people on the East Coast here, Florida, they get cranky when things aren't happening according to proper pattern. You know, so just a little sidebar. But anyway. Yeah. But getting back to the 12 days of Christmas. So now we had six geese a-laying, okay, which the creation story, 6 days, God created the earth. Seven swans a-swimming, okay, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, leading, compassion, and that. Again, you'll have some, you know, differing versions on that, but you get the context. Holy Spirit giftings. Okay, and then you've got the eight maids of Milky, eight Beatitudes.
Eight Beatitudes.
Eight okay. Beatitudes. Cool, huh? So now every time you see a maid of Milky, you're going to think of the eight Beatitudes.
And, then, you know, I see them everywhere I look, too.
Funny you should say that. Exactly. In my travels, I see them all the time. All of a sudden, they pop up sometimes. And there should be signs up there. Be prepared. Maids of Milking ahead.
You know, awesome.
Just saying. Then you've got nine drummers drumming, which is the nine fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, right. Patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, you know. And then you got ten for the Ten Commandments, ten pipers piping, right?
Yeah.
So they're
what's 11?
11, the ladies dancing.
Yeah.
And stands for the 11 apostles. Judas was, he doesn't count. So he doesn't get a lady dancing for him. And so that's, I see the 12 days can be rough on people sometimes. It's not very
right. Just don't saying. Screw up.
That's something. You have one less lady dancing for you. And then you got the 12 Lords of Leaping, which is the 12 statements of the Apostles' Creed. Now, this is funny. You're going to appreciate this because, you know, us guys, we appreciate this. So I'm talking to Bill Hotzenpiller, senior pastor in Southern California, also the founder and president of American Faith, who's on with us regularly on Mondays. I'm talking about the how much it's going to cost in order to, you know, your true love, and you're giving her all these gifts and what it would cost and all this kind of deal. So I said $202,000. And I said, he goes, I don't know if I can afford that. I go, maybe I want to cut it back and I'll just do 11 days. I go, don't you realize women count? They know if you try and cheat them and you only give them 11 days, they know what's missing, right?
They do. I feel like anything I say right now potentially gets me in big trouble.
So that's right. Your wife is with earshot here. But yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. And,
yeah.
And the reason I can talk like that because I'm the knucklehead that would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Did I ever tell you my favorite Christmas story?
You did not, but I can't wait to hear it.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you this. Even Rebel's our producer, and she tries to keep me out of trouble. There's some things she can't stop me from.
Yeah, anyway, we'll pray for her too.
Yeah, but no, she needs. But you know, I needed her years ago. It would have kept me out of trouble because I'm not going to believe you did this. Anyway, so we're, you know, with our family, we're saying, okay, we're going to really focus on the reason for the season. Okay, we're going to back off on gifts, and. So we're just going to a minimal number of gifts. And my wife says, in order to punctuate this commitment that we need to have towards minimalizing the gift situation on Christmas, she says, I don't want you to buy me a gift. I'm not going to buy you a gift. You don't buy me a gift. Merry Christmas. Christmas morning comes. What does she ask me?
What'd you get me?
Exactly. I got you what you asked me to get you. Bupkis. Adam Holt, you're awesome, buddy. God bless you.
Thanks,
tell your wife, please forgive me. I'm just. You
I
know,
will. I will.
You know, I need prayer.
Well, we'll pray for you.
She's already out there burning novena candles for me. Tell her thank you.
I will.
I appreciate it, my good friend. Take care. Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes. Our thanks to Adam Holt from PluggedIn.com for being with us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone?